I knew I wasn't crazy. Well, maybe a little. How much would you pay for the elusive SpongeBob SquarePants popsicle? Probably rolling your eyes. You're like, what are you even talking about? But like last year, it was such a big deal to get these SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles because you couldn't get them anywhere, right?
Okay.
So over the weekend, Raven and I are working an event and we immediately abandon our post because an ice cream truck pulled up to the event.
It was a smart move. I mean, I didn't know if he was invited there or whatever, but he pulled right up and parked like it was his business to be there.
And Raven and I ran.
Yeah, we were the first ones in line.
So we go up to the truck. And it has the poster, the picture of the SpongeBob SquarePants popsicle. And I've been here before, and I understand that, like, they have it up there, but they never actually have it. So okay. This is what it sounded like.
Do you have the SpongeBob ones?
Yeah.
Do you pay, are they extra money for the SpongeBob ones, or are they the same price as all the other ones? He's only got two left.
The guy pulls out.
The guy would never directly answer a question. He would just shake his head.
Yeah.
He would just kind of nod his head one way or the other.
Probably because I was filming him.
I mean, I don't know. He was also on his Bluetooth, too. Like, you're on your Bluetooth while you're the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Like, just to end your call.
So he has these two. He holds them up. He literally had them within arm's reach. It was within 4 seconds. I go, wait a minute. You have these? He pulls them right out.
Yeah.
And he won't tell me how much they are, but I feel 100% like obligated that I have to buy one.
Now you have to buy one. They were his last two on top of it. He said, I got two left.
That's it. Yeah.
What's the most popular item you have? Is it SpongeBob?
SpongeBob is sold out.
What's the most popular? He's got another one stashed back there.
Yeah, that one's $47.
Well, what's the most popular item you have? The biggest seller. That's it?
Yeah, SpongeBob.
So he's just in the middle of his phone conversation the entire time, right? But then he held up the last two and then told us they were sold out, meaning these are yours now.
Right.
Yeah, you're taking these. You brought this up. You pulled them. I pulled them out. Now they're yours.
I paid $18 for them. It's ridiculous.
It wasn't just for those.
Yeah. No, we had to go back and pay more. Remember, I had to go back to my wallet.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
The thing, I open up the popsicle and it's completely deformed. If you want to see a picture of it, you can go to our Facebook page or Instagram at Anna and Raven. So it wasn't good. It wasn't even delicious. It's like, I don't know, it's like fruit punch flavored. It wasn't a good popsicle.
That's wacky.
At all. But it brought back the nostalgia because when you see it like an ice cream truck, you feel the need to go there. And for me, I love Chipwiches. Like Chipwiches, not the ones that don't have the chocolate chips all around them. Those are the cheap ones. The original Chipwiches that have the chocolate all over. Oh, those are my favorite.
They are delicious.
We asked on our
Facebook
page.
They've gotten smaller over the years, which is a sad state. That and like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, it's the most recognizable thing that's gotten so much smaller.
Yeah. We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven your favorite ice cream truck popsicle thing. Creamsicle. Those were good.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Choco Tacos. Remember those?
Yeah, I like those.
I think you still get those. Strawberry Shortcake Bar.
Yes, those were my bomb.
Toasted Almond. I always thought those were only for teachers and old people.
I thought the same thing when I was young.
Right.
But I love that and the strawberry ones now.
Really? I would never get those. Oh. If they don't have a Chipwich, I'm out. Forget it. I don't want any.
Well, you were $25 in this past weekend.
I was.